This is Gilbert Gottfried, and America, please don't listen to What Is This Blank podcast. It's a terrible waste of time. You've been warned.
Like right now, I just hit record.
Action.
Yeah, see, we're not even talking about the show yet. That's what makes it great. Just some stupid kid in a different room yelling, action! Got attention whore much? Okay.
I love it. I can't.
Oh my God.
I like it too.
Hey everybody. How's it going? So again, we're back. You're back. Which is what I appreciate most. You're back. Really appreciate you guys tuning in again. Our last one that we recorded hasn't hit the airwaves yet, but I'm going to say that one blew up and we got like 1,000 listeners. So we're blowing up now. Oh my God, we're so big. And if you're not listening to this podcast yet, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Quit your job. We're going to put one out like every like week and a half, 2 weeks, maybe. Get your ass in here and listen. Favorite, follow, like. But hey, on a serious note though, if you have any ideas of something that we should do, and again, I want to point out, the name is What Is This Blank? We've tend to do mostly, so far, movies and TV, but we want to talk about anything, which we'll be bringing to you hopefully in the next month or so. We're going to be talking about blank something else, you know, other than TV or movies. And, you know, you can help us. Have us talk about something. We like to talk about something that's not cool. Something we can talk shit about. Because we're perfect. So the way we live our lives is we shit on other things. So our email, if you want to send us an email of an idea or something, or, you know, tell us if you like the show or whatnot, it's whatisthisblankpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that was whatisthisblankpodcast@gmail.com. Send us an idea. And as always, you can go to our anchor.fm/ what is this podcast main page, follow, favorite, give us all your hard-earned money, because someday we want to quit our jobs. And the only way we can do that, which, I mean, gosh, our last one blew up, so we got so many listeners now. They're knocking down my door. I got, like, podcast groupies. What they're really looking for is that nice, deep, sultry voice that talks every once in a while. Steven's voice. They want to do a Howard Stern, and they want to sit on a speaker while he talks and turn their bass up. Oh my gosh. Okay. Hello. Let's get to the podcast now that we're 3 minutes in and we haven't mentioned even the goddamn show we're talking about. This week it's on What Is This Blank? It's What Is This Movie? And we're talking about Ernest Goes to Camp. I really hope, I would be willing to bet a lot of people who are listening have seen that movie. In my opinion, underrated shit. Ernest, back in the day. Now I watched that movie and I'm like, I know I laughed my ass off when I was a fucking kid at this shit. I know I laughed my ass off. And this time I tried to make my kids watch it. They walked away within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And the cute little bastards.
They're smart kids.
Yeah.
Where's their sense of humor now? It's all fucking TikTok.
In the right
me,
place.
Me. Oh, my God. No. Ernest Goes to Camp was the shit when I was a kid. Ernest P. Worrell. Oh, man. I've seen Camp, Christmas, Jail, the fucking Halloween one.
Scared Stupid.
Saves Christmas.
That was the best. I think that was number two. That was.
Saved it.
He did. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. Fuck, I still sing that song every year. But that's not the movie we're talking about. We're talking about the first one. Ernest Goes to Camp.
Did you watch the whole thing or just the first half hour?
Motherfucker, I watched the whole thing, okay? And I watched clips of the funny parts on YouTube also. I am an Ernest P. Worrell fan, played by Jim Varney, if people don't know, who is still alive.
No.
He died. That was right.
Died in 2000.
I was 100% right. He died in 2000.
He was 50 cancer, right? Oh, wasn't that what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
R.I.P., buddy. Okay. F cancer, man. That's for real. I'm not joking. So, yeah. Ernest P. Worrell. So, it's this bumbling idiot who wears blue jeans, a white T-shirt. Does he have his sleeves rolled up on his T-shirt?
No, they're just short.
They're just short to show off his fucking guns.
Yeah. That's right.
Ernest had guns, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a denim vest to go along with his denim pants. And a really cool khaki hat that Kevin attempted to buy. His more of a brown. I mean, he tried.
It's closer than your hat. What?
Anyways. Well, you know what? In the first scene of Ernest, he has a real hard time unclogging the toilet. I did that today. So there. Mine's better.
Clog or unclog?
Both. Both. Okay. In true
Well,
Ernest,
did you clog it or were you unclog?
No, I clogged it.
You were the cloggy.
I was the cloggy and the unclogger.
The cloggy.
Yes. Yeah. It was a wicked dump. So it takes place this Native American ground that this apparently last two members of the Kickakee tribe, I almost forgot it. The only like, what came to my head was the Kokanee beer. It was a Kokanee. I almost said Kokanee. Kickakee. Camp Kickakee, where these they have this camp where kids come in and they learn survival technique, you know, summer camp shit. All the camp counselors have shorts that are way too short.
And T-shirts that are too tight tucked into the little shorts.
Yeah.
Like, old men in the 80s loved wearing tight T-shirts tucked into things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember in high school, the football coach, the main PE guy, tiny, tiny shorts all the time. Mm-hmm. Like Goldberg's.
Yeah.
You know, Callen, he wears
white T-shirts.
Yep.
Stretched so thin.
Yep.
You can see through it.
Yeah, those had to have been shirts that, like, maybe down and buckled up underneath their crotch. Oh. Because how else did their balls stay in their shorts? How did their balls and or their penis not stick out of the bottom of their shorts?
Fair point.
Right? Okay, good.
Checks out.
Yeah.
It tracks.
So Ernest goes to camp. It's a bunch of stupid kids that go to this fucking camp. You meet a couple of them right away, a couple of fucking little dipshits. Yeah, we've been here before. We're fucking the gods of this camp. Fucking nerds. Bullies. But then the governor signs this second chance program to let these underprivileged kids from a detention facility, juvie, basically, go to a summer camp.
And you knew they were bad because they all had exposed abdomens.
Yep.
Yep. Hawaiian shirt.
Sunglasses. Yep.
The Burger King hair. Kids Club.
Yep. And then one fat kid. There's always got to be a fat kid that's bad.
Who eats everything.
Yep. Yeah. And you know what? These poor kids, everybody's wearing Camp Kickakee shit. Kickakee. They wouldn't let these second chance kids have Camp Kickakee T-shirts.
Mm-mm.
So you make them feel like outsiders as soon as they show up. Horseshit.
Well, they felt like outsiders before they showed up.
You don't know if they offered them to them, but they didn't expose their abdomen, so they were just like, no.
No, that's true. How I know they didn't offer them, because if they would have, then they would have taken the shirts, they would have cut them to show off their abdomens, right. Or cut them like down the middle to where it was like an open shirt, like the two kids wore. Yeah. So, yeah, these kids show up, and they get a regular counselor, but they give that guy hell. Break his legs somehow by pushing him into the water.
Oh, yeah. How did they break his legs?
By Stennis.
Stennis, yeah. Counselor Stennis to you.
My legs.
Yeah. He's on a lifeguard tower. They push him into the water from the lifeguard tower, and he breaks his leg.
Yep.
That didn't make any sense.
Yeah. I mean, water from a certain distance is like concrete and will smash you.
Not 10 feet.
But not... I'm not even sure it was 10 feet.
Oh,
but
probably not.
6 to 10, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, breaks his leg. So, Counselor Stennis, he's gone. What are we going to do? We don't have anybody to counsel these kids. Which, by the way, they only ever show, like, two counselors.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't have enough counselors. Ernest has always wanted to be a counselor. So the Camp Kickakee Brain Trust says, let's make Ernest. Let's have Ernest counsel these kids. And Ernest, he's like, oh, gosh, I've always wanted to be a counselor. So he gets to be a counselor. And, of course, these kids can't be cool. They got to fuck with Ernest the whole time.
Which is pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Because like, he like goes kids, out to bat for them.
Yeah, you kids times. Have been treated like shit your whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
And Ernest loves you just because, you know what?
You're a kid.
Ernest loves everybody. Even Lyle Alzado. He fucking loves them. But you know what? They treat Ernest like shit. And in the end, he still goes to bat for him. End of podcast. All right. Everybody goodbye. Okay. Note boy, what do you got?
I went back and looked because this movie's trash, but it gets an 82% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes.
It cost $3 million to make. It grossed $23 million. This was a smash hit.
Yes.
Yeah. Even today, people love it and made a ton of money.
Yes.
This was a very successful thing.
Yes.
Successful trash.
Which means you're wrong in your opinion. Yes.
What other movies were airing at that time that this was the acceptable option to go to?
What year was it? Did you check?
1987.
Masters of the Universe. Howard the Duck.
This is why this movie did
it was
okay.
All shit.
87
honestly,
was a garbage
honestly,
year.
Honestly, I think those other two movies were the same year. I think they were 87 also.
Mm.
Howard the Duck was. I'm almost positive. And Masters, I think they were. Oh, God. God, what
we're
a shit year. Holy shit. That's why all this stuff was so awesome. I was only 10 years old.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, you couldn't make a movie like that today. Not because the story. The thing is, when you make a movie like that today, it just gets destroyed because it's not either artistic enough, the story's not good. Back then, no one cared. They
or
just
it doesn't
wanted
star the Rock or.
Right.
Know.
They just wanted bubblegum. They just wanted to go to the theater, eat popcorn, and have a laugh. And that's what that movie does. It's not going to win any awards, but now you can't do that. We don't get movies like this anymore.
No. Because. I don't know. It's like it got to a phase where, like this, you could almost categorize as physical comedy in a way.
Slapstick.
Yeah, it was like stupid, you know, that type of shit. Now, the shit like that that's funny is Jackass.
Yeah, and that's.
So if it's not Jackass real type of stuff, you know, then nobody fucking gives a shit.
It reminded me a lot of, did you ever see the new Three Stooges movie they made a couple of years back?
No.
No, but we should make that.
Well, without going off on a tangent here, that movie surprisingly holds up, in my opinion. I'm probably
The new one?
Yeah. And I'm probably going to lose some respect for that. That's fine. But this reminded me a lot of it. A lot of it. Just how they got away with that type of humor. The violence and the toilet stuff. Like, he falls and he unplugs the toilet within the first 5 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same type of humor. It's the same type of movie. It's the new Stooges.
I texted my wife to bring me another beer. She's on her way. Thank you. All right. You got a beer. Think I'm lying? I'm actually surprised she didn't shake it. Because before we started this podcast, I was making fun about her hometown. It was not good. Anyways, okay, so. But yeah, movies like this, nope. I've said this before. I'll say it 100 times. I like garbage TV, garbage movies.
Yeah, it's a stupid movie.
Because I don't give a shit about cinematography, direction.
Sure.
I care about, does this fucking entertain me? And you know what? A lot of this shit does, even if it's stupid. It entertains me. Ernest, when I was a kid, I'm telling you, I almost peed my pants laughing.
I loved. See, this is the first time I'd seen this one. When I'd seen, previously had viewed Scared Stupid, which I know we're not talking about, I loved that as a kid. This is the second Ernest movie I've ever seen. And it got some laughs out of me, but it also got some major eye rolls out of me, too. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So I'm like in between. I don't know if I love it, but I'm not. I don't know if it's trash either.
Well, but here's the thing: you can still love it, and it can still be trash.
That's true. That's fair.
Because, like I said, I love trash movies. You know what movie I actually clicked on and watched the other day? San Andreas. The movie with The Rock.
Was that? So there was time you could have watched Trials in Charge, but you put on San Andreas.
Oh.
No. Did I say last? Okay, wait. In my defense, did I
say last
week? That's
all I just heard was.
If I said last week, because I didn't mean last week.
You said like the other day.
Well, that was like a. I was speaking of generalities.
Uh-oh.
Like, this was. I think this was before we decided on what we were doing for our podcast.
Guys, you know what I binged all week?
In my defense, do you know why? Have you seen that movie, San Andreas?
No.
You told me. I watched 10 minutes of it. I'm like, this is absolute horseshit.
I told you to watch San Andreas?
Yeah.
It's oh, you didn't?
Garbage.
Oh, I think we talked why, though. Why you missed out on the good parts. Because Alexandra Daddario. Again, we're going off on a super tangent here. Who is fucking hot?
What's her name?
Alexandra Daddario.
Daddario.
He has other ways to... You don't have to watch a two-hour trash movie to see...
But I needed entertainment for a couple hours. I can't look at... Okay, I have a problem if I'm looking at pictures of Alexandra Daddario and entertaining myself for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? My wife does my laundry, guys. Come on.
So back to Ernest Goes to Camp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she. Oh, she.
She was in Baywatch, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The movie. Also with The Rock.
Yep.
I want to be in the movie with The Rock. Okay. Go ahead. My wife said she does, too. Go.
That's a lot of pressure. You're assuming I've got something good to say.
By the way, Steven is still looking at pictures of Alexandra Daddario right now.
So, going back to the plot of this movie.
Yes.
We got to talk about the evil mining company, because every good 80s movie has an evil mining company. It's the Crater Mining Company.
Crater Mining Company, yep.
These assholes, they got Lyle Alzado.
Yep.
He's the fucking shit in this movie. Kicks Ernest's ass.
It's amazing how massive that guy was back then. My God.
I mean, steroids. That's all steroids.
True. You know what I couldn't help but thinking? How did he get into those jeans?
You were watching Ernest Goes to Camp and all you thought about was, how did Lyle Alzado get into those jeans?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We've talked about shorts and jeans a lot.
You were skeletoring Lyle Alzado in this movie?
No. No, sir. Because I have a problem.
Did you dream of gay laser whipping Lyle Alzado?
No. I have a problem where I am, I wouldn't say tall, but I'm not short, but I'm super fat. So people that make clothes don't think fat people are tall. So when I buy pants, lots of times the legs are like super short. So this guy, though, he's massive. He's like 6'5". So he's got super long legs and he's probably got to have like a 40, 42 waist. Where the fuck did he find those pants?
Well, did you do your research? And
Well, no. Because it probably just would have shown me pictures of him with cancer and I would have gotten sad. Yeah. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Bless
sorry.
His heart.
The plot of the movie. Lyle Alzado, Crater Mining Company, assholes.
Oh, wait, there's... Okay. And there's Indian lore in this movie. Mm-hmm. But as Indian lore goes, it's weak Indian lore.
Yeah.
The entire concept is just based around one two-minute scene.
The story
at the
of
very
the brave.
Beginning.
Yeah.
The story of the brave, yeah.
The test.
Where you cannot be hit by any weapon.
The stone, the arrow, and the...
If he is brave, the stone will not touch him. If he is courageous, the something will not touch him.
Something.
If he is honorable, the other thing will not touch him. Here's, I'm gonna skip to the end just for a second. No, we'll go. No, I won't do it. Go ahead, keep going. I thought you had a lot to say about the Crater Mining Company.
Well, yeah, they're pretty bad. I mean, there's dark, foreboding music whenever they shoot one of they want this poor Indian to sign over the land and the camp so they could bulldoze it. Which, by the way, I looked up that Indian. It's the same Indian from that PSA in the 80s where he cries at the pollution. Oh, yeah. Wow. So I looked a little further. That motherfucker is 100% Italian.
No way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did he pull an Elizabeth Warren on us?
He spent his entire career playing Native American chiefs in like everything he could possibly find.
That's racist. Yep. That's racist.
100% Italian. He's a Jamoke.
The Jamoke tribe.
Hey, don't take my land. No.
Is Jamoke a racist term? We're going to find out. You know what else? Speaking of people who don't stay in their lane racially or whatever.
Careful.
Careful. The most interesting man in the world, Dos Equis guy.
Yeah.
Not Hispanic, not Mexican at all. He's just a Jewish guy named like Ted or something.
He can't be the most interesting man in the world because he's Jewish?
They play like he is. He speaks like, you know, he's in the commercials.
Maybe he's Jewish but lived his whole life in...
No, he's on Cameo. And he's just like, I am the most interesting man in the world. Talks whiter than I do. Go ahead. Creator Mining Company. Bad people. Indian is actually Italian.
And sorry, Jamoke's not a racist term, actually.
We got to talk about the chefs, too. Thank you. What's it mean?
Appearing at the end of the 19th century as a blend of Java plus mocha, by the 1920s, it became slang for someone who lacked mental abilities beyond that of a cup of coffee, probably influenced by moke. Jamoke.
I mean, it's okay. It's not racist, but now it just makes it seem dumber.
You can call anybody a Jamoke.
Yeah, you're just a dumb.
I thought it was just an Italian thing.
No, you're dumb.
No, you fucking Jamokes. You guys are both Jamokes. Yeah.
The chefs? What do you think of the two chefs in the kitchen?
Oh my gosh. You know what? That one of their scenes actually caused me to laugh because they learned about the modeling clay from the fat kid.
Yeah.
And so they started working on their, what was it called?
Eggs Florentine.
No. Egg.
Oh, shoot. Did I write that down?
Oh, God.
It doesn't matter. It's like a white slop with green in it. Almost like green beans with like a white slop. And they bring Ernest in to try it. And he goes, oh, no, I can't eat on an empty stomach.
That's right.
Like, I'm embarrassed, but I did laugh like out loud.
I did too. What's that called? Shit. I'm Googling chef's creation in Ernest goes to camp. Oh, fuck. What's it called?
Well, while you're looking.
Somebody email us and tell us. Right now.
Okay. Can we all agree that this movie...
Eggs erroneous.
There you go.
Eggs erroneous. Okay, go ahead.
This movie did not need an Ernest song break.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it
did. I think
it
did. Song break.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
A sad Ernest song break?
He was sad. He lived. I got to move the mic away because I'm going to yell at you. He lived for that camp and those kids.
Why did he trick the Italian Indian into signing away the camp?
He didn't trick him. Ernest is a bumbling, stupid idiot.
He forced Jamoke. He forced the Jamoke. He forced Chief Guido.
He did not force. He thought he was translating with his sign language. Apparently, you know, you can't learn the language. It's only sign language. And Ernest is too stupid to read the contract.
What's his fault? It's his fault?
It's his fault, but he didn't do it.
Well, how does that make that song break okay? What was the song?
Yeah, moving the mic away again. Moving the mic away. He lived for that camp and those kids. Okay? And now, because it's his fault, the camp and the kids are going away forever.
Well, the Burger King Kids Club can go back to juvie. I'm sure all the other kids live in affluent, rich neighborhoods. By the way, did you catch?
Sad. They were taking his life away.
The Creator Mining Company wanted petricide for the space program?
Yes.
What?
It's a movie. Does it matter?
We need it for space, is all they kept saying.
Yes. I have nothing on that one. I don't know.
Trash.
They were also trying to make eggs erroneous. I don't know what you're. What do you want?
Yeah, and then they use.
And it's the largest deposit in the world.
They shoot some sloppy food at people, and they run away.
Alfredo and stuff. Yeah.
The lobster bisque and the, whole eggs.
That was dangerous, by the way. They were dealing with explosives. They could have killed these guys.
Yeah, we can. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. We might actually be getting there sooner than I think. Yeah. But
we're not missing much else.
No, but.
That song, though, going back to the song, that was an eye roller.
Trying to remember it now. Shit.
It was. Play part YouTube. Of that. It was.
On a side note, I found another definition for Jamoke. It's a local dimwit or shiftless layabout. Primarily from the urban Boston area, a Goomba. Jim and his friends were a bunch of Jamokes from the lakes.
Okay, hold on. I'm plugging in my phone. I'm gonna prove Kevin wrong that this song had to be in. No, God damn it. Okay, I might get some music here.
Thanks, kid.
Shit.
God, man.
That was loud.
I was a counselor.
How sad he is.
I had everything.
He had everything.
It's his fault.
He was a counselor.
It
was an accident.
It's all gone.
Chief Jamoke to sign over the paperwork to the evil mining company. Lal Alzado comes in with some bulldozers. But then.
Oh, here you can't hear it.
That's all right.
You got to bring some goddamn headphones next time. Shit.
No, that's why I don't.
No, this is great. Here it comes. Oh, my God. I might cry.
Gee, I'm glad it's raining. There's always something to be thankful for.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how long is
I'm
this? What's the duration of this?
It's raining.
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
You're fucking kidding me. You
can freeze your teardrops when it pours.
Oh, my God.
No one knows the thunder.
Skeletor in it.
Is your heartbreak in disguise? They think the rainy nights.
How much do you think we can play all this? It can't be copyrighted, right?
In your eyes.
Who's
sure? I'm glad it's raining.
Jim Varney's not suing us.
The gentle rhythm.
Oh, too soon, sir. I don't care if he died 20 years ago. Too soon.
I'm glad the stars aren't shining.
You think I'm going to stop this anytime soon? You're wrong.
Needs a place.
We got to fill time, buddy.
Dude, this performance of the song, it wouldn't surprise me in the least if even... Is it James Varney? Am I saying that?
Jim Varney.
Well, was a hero. I wouldn't surprise me at all if even he looked at the guys like, really? You want me to sing a song in this movie? Like... Even he's above this.
I don't think so.
I think so.
He made his living off of Ernest.
This was the first one. This was the gamble. He didn't even know if this was going to pan out, right?
He did it in commercials, though.
Commercials, yeah. And I want to say Canadian television shows and shit, too.
Oh.
Ernest was a fucking thing before this movie.
Was he a musical thing?
No.
Was this his musical debut?
It was slapstick commercials.
You know what's best about this? I've turned the volume down and the music's still playing in the background. This is great. I'm glad. I'm such a technical genius. I was able to hook my phone up to our sound system here so I can play it, adjust the volume and stuff. All they needed was a friend. It says it in the song, and they take it away as friends.
Well, the one, what was the little kid that he got thrown into the lake?
Moose.
Mustafa.
Moose. That was his friend. It was the rest of them were a bunch of a-holes.
Yeah. Well, they became his friends once
the nurse
was like, you Jamokes. He was trying to be your friend, and you guys just treated him like shit.
You layabouts.
Everybody treats you like shit in your lives. So now you got to treat everybody else like shit, you shits.
There are 2,700
Oh, no. We don't need to hear that news story. Okay.
At the beginning.
That was 3 minutes. It didn't even feel like it. Didn't even feel like 3 minutes.
At the beginning, he's like, I've never met a kid that I didn't like. And the counselor's like, well, let me introduce introduce you to these Jamokes.
Jamokes. Oh my gosh.
Hey, how tough can you be wearing a vest and a tie?
Pretty fucking tough, I think.
That was the crazy part, is they walked in like they owned the place. And there was kids twice their size that were like fearful of him because they had a Hawaiian shirt on that was unbuttoned and showing too much ab.
Well,
it's like, no. Like, you shouldn't be afraid of these twerps.
Think back to everybody in that mess hall.
Yeah.
What do you see?
Blonde hair, blue eye.
Mm. And what walks in? A Mexican kid with his hair slicked back.
Two Italians. Shirt open. The Italians. Mustafa.
Yeah. Yep. And a fat kid.
Yeah. Oh. That just crushed their.
You think any of those kids had seen anybody from any other race before? No.
And their abdomens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The belly buttons.
Chiseled.
Yeah. Oddly.
Short shorts.
I looked, and only one of those kids went on to do anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked at.
Jay Garcia?
He was in a lot. He was in like Jarhead and. A lot of movies in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah. Was he the one on Friday?
Yeah, he was.
Is he?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, you're meeting my dog, man. Yep.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah, it is. Okay.
I couldn't remember. I think he was in End of Watch, too, wasn't he? Also with Jake Gyllenhaal. That's kind of a crazy movie. Yeah.
So they defeat the evil mining company basically by, well, it's the thing, they use like bombs. Like, they could have killed Lao Alzado.
Yeah, that was definitely attempted murder, like 20 different.
Well, it was too far and not enough. It was either throw some eggs erroneous on him.
I didn't mean to play that.
Or shoot him with a grenade.
Yeah.
Or drop turtles on him. Like,
oh, the turtles.
That was my brother's favorite scene, by the parachuting turtles.
You know what? I'm pretty sure I could dodge a fucking turtle dropping from a parachute.
No.
These are heat-seeking turtles, apparently. They're going to find you, and they're going to bite your nose or your ear. But yeah, shooting the fucking...
Those flaming lanterns.
Yeah. Yep.
And an arrows. Explosive shed.
You know, just the toilet that they chucked through the catapult could have killed somebody.
Yeah.
Dude, that blew up.
Those guys were just employees.
Right,
they didn't support the evil-handed mission of the boss. They just wanted a paycheck.
They're patriotic Americans who want petrocite for the space program. Yeah, and
they weren't the Lyle Alzado of the employees.
No, these were the lackeys.
Lyle Alzado's job was to hurt people.
Yeah, yes. They should have attacked him, blow him up, shoot him with pasta and Alfredo sauce.
Well, they tried.
Yeah, but they took out. I mean, innocent workers got their ears bitten by turtles.
By the way, how funny was it that in the very opening scene, Ernest falls off of his golf cart and then it keeps reappearing after every scene in the movie? How funny was that? And then in this scene we're talking about, it shows up and just happens to stop right by the bus. Come on.
I should you know, my wife literally sighed every time that golf cart just went by in the background. Like, it was just a constant reminder of how garbage this was.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Nobody stopped it ever.
Nobody cared.
When did it ever turn? That's what I want to know. How did it turn?
I think the topography of the camp probably just allowed it to turn. And
I think it was possessed by a dead Italian Indian.
a Chamoke Native American?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. It's a good thing we're not on any network. I thought that, too. This scene, after watching it back then, yeah, get the bad guys, you buttheads. Mm. Now I'm watching it. That's attempted murder, like 1, 2, 3, 20, 30, 40. Holy shit. They tried to kill 30 people.
But then Crater comes with his rifle, and I mean, he's trying to kill people.
Yeah, but he's the bad guy. He's the villain.
Which is crazy, because you think that would have been self-defense? Because he never actually attacked Mr. Crater.
That's true.
He never attacked Mr. Crater. Mr. Crater got out of his car, walked towards Ernest, who was standing still. I don't know if he had his hands up.
No, he ran back and forth.
Well, you know what I mean. He didn't run at him. He didn't shoot toilets at him or throw turtles. You know what? He was defending his employees.
That's true.
Self-defense. I'm on Crater's side. At that point. Every other time, no, Crater's a jerk.
Did you notice how Crater ran away, though, after he couldn't shoot Ernest?
Yeah, that was weird. Well, I would have been freaked out.
He ran away like Barry Goldberg on the Goldbergs.
But, I mean, come on. When he was shooting in the quarry, he could hit those bottles from an unknown distance. Oh. Every shot. We don't know how far away those bottles were. And he's standing 20 feet from Ernest, and he can't hit him with a bullet. Because you know why? If you're brave. The stone will not touch you. If you're courageous, the blade will not cut you. If you're another thing, then the other thing,
the arrow,
won't do it.
Won't
happen.
Won't kill you.
And if you're earnest,
here's what's dumb. If you're earnest, here's what's dumb. So in the story of the brave, it's the stone, the sword,
the arrow.
I feel like they mentioned another material, though. But in this case, it's just three bullets. It's not three different things.
Just bullets.
All made out of the same material. In the story of the brave, they don't mention bullets. The only one that would have counted would maybe have been the sword, because it's made of metal. So that's bullshit.
Story flaw.
Yep.
Well, I think the point is that no weapon can touch you, not... Specifically, if the weapon isn't mentioned in this lore, it won't work.
Sounds like a stretch to me.
You know what I think? I think back in the days when the Native American thing was doing their stuff, I think he missed on purpose. I don't think it had anything to do with the braveness and courageousness of the guy. I think he missed on purpose.
Or the guy at least shooting and throwing wasn't their best shooter.
Well, he was wearing that fucking mask that covered his entire face.
Oh, that's right.
He's wearing that big like mask with I can't see you.
This could go horribly wrong. Yeah.
I could either hit you between the eyes or I could miss you, which is what our intent is. No, I think he missed on purpose. You're not going to allow that shit to happen to one of your warriors? No. Oh, fuck, which obviously actually didn't work very well considering
that's
those
why
two were the
only
last
two left.
People left. Oh, shit. They tried that little I just realized.
Ironized Cody killed off everybody by one.
They tried that test of the brave way too many times. God damn it. Seriously? We don't have another brave guy in our tribe? Shit. We're going to get wiped out. By wars? Well, no, because we keep doing this fucking test. Everybody keeps dying. Smitty keeps hitting everybody between the eyes. Well, I'm figuring, you know, the chief isn't, he's Italian, so all the other people in this tribe are Smitty and Tony and, hey, Anthony, come over here, we gotta, you fucking Jamork, come over to my teepee, we're gonna have some gabagoo. Got some gabagoo and some vino. My mother made it. You're going to fucking love it.
Hey, yahoya. Hey.
Hey, oh, wait. Did you just fucking ask if there's real tomatoes in the sauce? Did you just fucking ask my mother if there was real tomatoes in her sauce? That's it. We're doing the brave test on you tonight, Tony. Guess what, Tony? I'm not going to miss you, motherfucker. God damn it. Real tomato in the sauce, you piece of shit. How many kids your sister got now, Tony? How many kids? Six? How many dads? Seven?
Oh, stop.
Shit.
Stop. Shit.
Steven's going to puke. This is my goal. This is my goal. Make Steven puke. He's sweating.
Oh, I'm hurting so much.
Oh,
God. I just see him in their normal, tribal garb.
from the waist down,
it's like Native American garb.
Yeah, but
teepee.
From the waist down, it's like Adidas tracks in pants. Eating big old spaghettis and
oh,
I'm sweating.
I see that. That was a good giggle. That was a good giggle. So yeah, attempted murder saves the camp. Although I don't know who's going to repay to rebuild all those cabins.
Yeah, they didn't actually save the camp. Like, multiple buildings got torn down by Lal Al-Zaydo.
They saved the land, which was the most important part.
Well, now we can't go to space, and the Ruskies beat us up there. They got all the petrocyte. So way to go, Ernest. Way to go.
Yeah, I wish they would have told us what the petrocyte was for.
Space.
It was for but what for?
Space.
Fuel?
It just, they kept saying space.
Or is it like adamantium, where it's like this certain metal that they make? Only Trump knows.
Wolverine?
I'm just trying to figure out what petricite, is that what it is?
Petricite.
Petricite. Petricite. Trying to figure out what it is. What's it used for?
Space program.
I understand it's the goddamn space program, you jamoke. What's it used for? Is it a metal? Is it a fuel? Is it food? Is it, does it fuel their alien weapons? Did the aliens that crashed Area 51 tell us about it?
We'll never know.
God damn it. Ernest goes to camp too. Who's doing it? I'll do it. But I'm going to play, Antony, the new chief of the Kikini tribe over here.
Chief Rigatoni.
Chief Tony Rigatoni over here. Hey. This is my wife, Carly Calamari over here.
Oh, God.
You come over here with your teeny linguini. Get out of here. Your sister's a slut, Tony. You fucking talk about my sister. My sister, bless her soul. May she rest in peace. She's a saint, Tony. She used to feed the homeless. What does your sister do, Tony? Have sex with hobos all the time?
All right.
Gives you those six goddamn kids. Do you even know their names? I bet she don't even know their names. Do they have names? Fucking trash. All right. Did we get off track? I think we went on the right track. Anything else about Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest P. Worrell?
Garbage.
Here's what I'm going to say. If you did not watch this movie as a kid, I actually think you should watch it. And then I think you should watch Ernest Saves Christmas, because Ernest Saves Christmas is a good movie. Ernest was funny. Just when you sit down to watch the movie, think back to being 10 years old. If you need help with that, drink a couple beers. You know what? Drink a six-pack of beers and watch Ernest. Not only will you think he's a genius, like his barbecue spinning thing, which I don't know why you just don't, you know, do something else. Where he's going to be, the boys are going to love this. Excuse me. God damn it. Sorry. And he makes the barbecue thing where it's spinning already, which is good, what you want in a rotisserie. It's spinning. It's spinning. But for some reason, every once in a while, he wants to stop it. So he hooks it to his foot with that strap. And then if you go this way, it stops it. This way, it lets it go. But of course, that's not going to work. And it ends up falling. But if you're drunk, aren't you going, fuck, that's genius, man?
Nope.
No. Then you don't get drunk enough, sir. And then how many times do you have to climb a ladder?
Oh, my God.
And have a safety rope that's not a fucking attached to anything before you realize that you just shouldn't climb ladders anymore. Here's my thing. Ernest should be dead, right?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Jim Varney. I'm talking about Ernest. Like, way before this movie, he should have fucking died. doing one of his fucking things. He should have died at some point.
Yeah.
I wonder what, does it make you wonder what Ernest did before all this? What sort of hijinks did Ernest get into? What was Ernest like as a teenager? When did he start wearing jeans and a white t-shirt and a denim vest?
He was a janitor for sure, like his first job. Had to have been.
Yeah. Like he went to work at like a McDonald's or a burger joint, but they're like, no, 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 no. You clean the bathrooms. You mop the floors. All right.
Yeah.
As long as someday I can be a, I can, I don't know, touch little kids. I don't know.
Whoa.
Huh?
What?
Whoa.
Let's see, is this going to work? I just played the ew.
Ew.
Dude, that was... This is, oh, shit.
Presenting the one, the only, the original...
This is the audio from the trailer.
In his first motion picture.
Well, you know what? They just showed something in Ernest that makes me... Or in the trailer. The scene where they get in the fight in the... in the cafeteria?
Yeah.
Ernest... That's a scene where he would have died.
Yeah, that tray.
Yeah, first of all...
Oh.
What's up with that tray that it forms around his face? Even around the bill of his hat. And then fucking one of the open shirt kids goes and gets a frying pan and... clubs him in the face with it.
Who would have thought that'd be a good idea? I'll hit your face to get a pan off of your face.
A troubled youth.
And by rules of the 80s, he should have turned into Chaz.
Oh.
But then he would have been okay because then the Coke machine fell on him.
Oh, true. Oh,
yeah,
which again.
Right.
Canceled the Chazzing out.
The Coke machine should have killed him.
That should have killed him too.
Wait, speaking. Right, do you realize how many Coke machines are in this movie?
Mm-mm.
In the scene where Lal Alzado is bulldozing the camp. The first building he comes up to, bulldoze, Coke machine.
Yep.
Then it spins around to face the other way. The building right across from that, Coke machine.
Yep.
Down the way, Coke machine. Coke paid out the ass for this.
Or was it the same building they just kept?
No, different buildings.
Different angles.
Because that one was inside the cafeteria.
Yeah. That, yeah.
And then the buildings that he destroyed with the bulldozer.
Yeah.
Those were outside the building.
Different each time?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, because he destroyed different buildings. There's a Coke machine in front of him.
I must have been dozing off during that part.
I really wish you guys could appreciate quality programming. Oh!
Quality trash programming?
Yeah, you got a fucking problem with it over here? Huh, Stevie? Stevie over there with your shirt.
What?
All right. I think we've pretty much exhausted Ernest.
That's it. No more.
If you don't know who Ernest P. Worrell is, go check out some Ernest. If you don't want to watch the fucking movies, watch some of the clips on YouTube. And again, just think about it. This was back in the 80s. I'm thinking of my 10-year-old self. This is like half a butthole. Not even one. This is so good back when I was a kid. Half a butthole.
You didn't know any better. There was no YouTube. There was no
which
streaming.
Didn't
there was
rock
no Netflix.
My fucking brain. I knew what funny was back then.
No, you thought you knew, but you didn't know there was other things that could be funny.
Because this was funny. This was funny, sir.
Sir.
Sir. Steven, buttholes?
I'll give it two, because I know as a kid I probably would have loved this, but it doesn't really carry for me as an adult.
I mean, I'll
it got some laughs out of me.
I will give you it doesn't, the comedy doesn't hold.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It still got some laughs out of me though.
But I'm thinking of when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's.
I would have loved it.
All right, how many buttholes?
I'm going strictly turtle buttholes, so I'm going 36.
Oh my God!
Wow. That's
I don't know. I don't know where to go from here.
The table
36 buttholes.
Yeah, the rating's really askew.
We're gonna start keeping record. Master of the Universe got 8 buttholes, I believe.
Yeah, and that was pretty bad. That was worse than this.
Yes.
But you're giving it more...
Well, I'm using the turtle scale this time.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. He's adjusting the scale.
Turtle buttholes. I mean, what's the ratio?
4-1.
So it's a little over 8.
All right. That holds then for...
Yeah, see? It actually...
All right.
Your science is sound.
Yeah. It tracks. It tracks. It
tracks. Okay. So again, Ernest Goes to Camp, 1987. Honestly, though, Ernest Saves Christmas. I kind of wish we would watch multiple Ernests.
Well, we can do another Ernest episode.
I could let you borrow it until I send it to my brother for his birthday.
It's a good one.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, he's not. There's no... he's not. No. Got podcasts, so...
Yeah. So... Yeah, it's... Yeah. I liked it. It brought me back to being a kid. Eggs erroneous. By the way, the shit they're putting in those in that stuff, you can't feed that to people. They put...
the chefs?
They put a stuffed Alfredo doll in the machine, and we're like, yeah, that's food. And they were going to put yellow modeling clay in it. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's food. That's not food, guys. You know what they should have done? What they should have done. Okay? What they should have done is they should have asked Chief, the guy.
Rigatoni Tony.
Chief Tony Rigatoni, come over there. I know your mom's got some recipes, Chief. Why don't you come over here, Chief, and make us some food, okay? You got your mom's gabagoo? I know she makes probably a mean lasagna. That's some spaghetti. Come on.
Baguette.
Chicken parm. You know what, she makes some chicken parmesan there. Parmesan rigatoni. Okay, come on. Parmesan rigatoni over there. Don't worry, we won't invite fucking Tony and his 17 kids and his sister. Because you know what the kids go, the fucking 17 hobo dads go to, because they don't got fucking jobs. Hobo dads. All living out the fucking state. They ain't got nothing better to do. You know what, though? Bless their heart. Bless their hearts, you know? And those two fucking kids, you know, I'm pretty sure they're retarded. You know what I'm talking about? The one that eats rocks? There's the one that eats rocks, and there's the one that goes around licking the bottoms of people's shoes. He just fucking goes around, he picks up people's shoes, and he licks the bottom. Who the fuck does that? You're not fucking normal if you do that. You don't lick people's shoes. My drunkest. I never would have licked the bottom of someone's shoe, and I never would have fucking rock, okay? Okay. Again, this was Ernest Goes to Camp. Oh. What is this blank? Podcast. If you got a show idea, movie idea, thing idea, anything. That you want us to talk about and make fun of and shit on because we're perfect. What is this blank podcast at gmail.com? What is this blank podcast at gmail.com? Send us an email. We might check it. I don't know. We'll see. We think highly of ourselves. We got our own fucking ideas. We don't need yours. I'm kidding. We need your ideas. Send us ideas. Send us ideas. Go to our anchor.fm/ what is this blank? And give us money.
He's broke Steven this week.
All right. Steven's broken. You know why he's broke? Because he's a fucking jamoke. He doesn't know any better. Hold your shit in, Steven. Hold your shit in. Fucking walk around laughing at everything all the time. People think you're retarded. I went from New York to Boston a little bit there. I don't fucking know. Who fucking cares? No, you are. All right. Goodbye, everybody.